Thank you. We'd like to welcome you to the May 1st, 2024 meeting of the Chatham County Historic Preservation Commission. The purpose of the commission is to promote the educational, cultural, economic, and general welfare of the unincorporated areas of Chatham County. This commission is appointed by the Board of Commissioners, and it is not affiliated with any for-profit or non-profit organizations. Development standards as set forth in the Chatham County Zoning Ordinance and visual compatibility factors and design standards developed for each district of property as set forth in each district or property zoning ordinance are used by the Commission to determine the compatibility of proposed changes and new development visible from the public right of way, including streets, lanes, and sidewalks within the districts or properties. The Commission cannot consider criteria not specifically identified within the ordinances, items such as land use, landscaping, parking availability, traffic, noise, impact on residential, impact on property values, and interior arrangement of structures are not within the board's purview and cannot be a factor in the issuance or denial of a certificate of appropriateness. Similarly, personal preferences will not be the basis for decisions. If you would, please turn off all cell phones. And now I'm going to move to the section about signposting. Members of the commission receive an electronic agenda the week before the meeting and individually visit the sites of the project. If a project is not properly posted, it is removed from the agenda and rescheduled. Commissioners, were any projects not properly posted this month? I take it from that response that there were not. So we move on to the consent agenda. These agenda items have been found by the preservation professional to be in accordance with the visual compatibility factors. We're not going to do this section. Sorry about that. So let's move beyond that. And the first thing we need to talk about is the approval of the minutes of the previous meeting. And minutes from the previous meeting
Excuse
are attached
me.
To the
Excuse
agenda.
Me, Mr. Russell,
yes.
Can we adopt the agenda first before we approve the minutes?
Yes,
please?
Thank you very
thank
much.
Thank you so much.
So is there a motion to adopt the agenda?
I'll move. There we go. I'll move.
Okay, there is a motion to adopt. And the we had need a second. Second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. The motion to adopt passes. All right, thank you. Minutes from the previous meeting are attached to the agenda. Are there any additions or corrections to the minutes of the previous meeting? If not, ask for a motion to approve the minutes. And from the response, I see that there's none. So we'll move beyond that.
We actually need a motion to approve the minutes. So
someone okay.
will make a
All
motion.
Right.
And
is there a motion to approve the minutes? Thank you. And is there a second to approve the minutes? Thank you. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, the motion passes. Thank you. All right, now we're in the regular agenda. And applications that are submitted monthly appear on the regular agenda. And we have a petition of Elizabeth Arndt, and that's going to be presented by the staff.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Chair and members of the commission. This is Caitlin Chamberlain, presenting the petition for 1253 Little Neck Road. The petitioner is requesting to designate the Jacob Fox Schoolhouse as a local historic property. The property is located at 1253 Little Neck Road in unincorporated Chatham County. So just to give a visual of some of the images of the property over time.
Excuse me. I need to recuse myself from this nomination.
Oh.
Due to the fact that I've been a personal friend and a professional advisor at times through the process of the nomination of this particular site. And so in that case, what I'm going to do is I think leave the room while you all deliberate on this. And I'll pass my gavel on to the vice chair. All right.
No. Wait, if. Yeah, we can have you.
Yes. Okay, I understand that Ms. Lotson, who is the vice chair, is not here either. So I will need someone to nominate one of the other committee members as chair.
Could you turn your mic on, please?
Yes, turn your mic on so we can hear you.
Oh, sorry. Nominate Kirk. What's your last name? Noor as vice chairman.
And I'll need a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Thank you.
Should I start over or just? All right. We'll go ahead and I'll just start over with this one, and we'll just go from there. So the petitioner is requesting to designate the Jacob Fox Gold House as a local historic property. The property is located at 1253 Little Neck Road in unincorporated Chatham County. So we'll just, these are some of the images that were provided with the application, just to show a few. And there's that. So the site was identified as a significant historic resource in the 1972 Historic Preservation Workbook, Coastal Georgia. At the time, it was referred to as the Georgia Fawcett Cottage, named for the owner at the time. It has also appeared in the 1993 Chatham County Historic Resource Survey, referred to as the Gold Fawcett House. Various other resource listings refer to the property as the R.H. Gold Homestead or House. Most recently, it is known as the Gold Fawcett House. But the current petition request using the name Jacob Fox Gold House with the designation as it reflects the original owner. As noted in the application, this house is located in rural western Chatham County, Georgia, and it remains in its original location on 20 acres of land. In 1866, Jacob Fox Gold transferred 700 acres of his land to his son, Robert Henry Gold. The remaining 20 acres is undeveloped with a mix of open fields and wooded areas. Development remains fairly sparse for several miles. A short distance away is the Bethel Baptist Church and the Bethel Cemetery, whose land was donated by descendants of the Gold family for the benefit of the Bethel community. This house stands alone as the oldest building in the vicinity, with the majority of houses built circa 1950 or later. The applicant provided a highly detailed report of the history of the building and the residents, including members of the Gold family and the enslaved population whose unpaid labor accounted for the success of the Gold's rice plantation operations. Staff will defer to the applicant for any questions regarding the history because they have the expertise and knowledge on the site. For the architectural description, the historic house is a wood frame antebellum cottage built in a vernacular interpretation of the Georgian style. Often referred to as a Tidewater South raised cottage, the hall parlor timber frame 1.5-story house is not uncommon for its time, but is a rare surviving intact example. The facade is symmetrical with a center door and 4 evenly spaced 6/9 pane windows, each with single hung window sash along with 2 brick gable and chimneys. The submittal packet includes much more detailed architectural description along with many photographs to provide that sufficient architectural description. For the purposes of this report, the Chatham County Historic Preservation Ordinance regarding recommendation and designation of historic districts and historic properties includes four criteria. So staff finds that the historic resource meets all of the criteria, and we'll briefly go over them. For A and B, it is an outstanding example of a resource representative of its era, and it is one of the few remaining examples of a past architectural style. The criteria are met for A and B. The Jacob Fox Gold House, though it has undergone some 20th century changes, still retains its original form. The additions were done sensitively, and since there is a hyphen connecting the two, the 1997 addition could be reversed and removed without damaging the original historic building. The house is one of the few remaining examples of a Tidewater South raised cottage in the vicinity. In the direct context, the applicant notes that the other buildings date from the 1950s and later. Within this portion of unincorporated Chatham County, there are only two other known surviving examples of this style. These houses exemplify the character-defining features of a one-and-a-half-story house with dormers on the attic story and chimneys and symmetrical Georgian facades. For criterion C, it is a place or resource associated with an event or person of historical or cultural significance to the county of Chatham, state of Georgia, or the region. This staff also found was met. The Gould family, starting with Jacob and Anne, played an instrumental role in the founding of the Bethel community. Jacob Fox Gould was a trustee of the Oglethorpe District tasked with documenting white children between the ages of 5 and 15 for the purposes of establishing a school in the area. The Gould family members were delegates to the Bethel Baptist Church Association meetings and donated the land of their family cemetery for the Bethel Cemetery. Gould descendants remained involved in the community. Carrie E. Gould taught children in a schoolhouse on the property for 9 years, and her husband, Robert Lee Gould, was the county's first school bus driver in 1916. Also associated with the property are dozens of enslaved men, women, and children whose forced unpaid labor allowed the Gould family to obtain their vast land holdings and maintain plantation operations. It is through this legacy that the above-mentioned contributions of the Gould family were possible. And criterion D, it is the site of natural or aesthetic interest that is continuing to contribute to the cultural or historical development and heritage of the county of Chatham, state of Georgia, or region. The Jacob Fox Gould House is associated locally with the Bethel area's history, local vernacular building traditions, and cultural heritage. The resource is architecturally, historically, and culturally significant to the county and the state. So with that, staff recommends that the Chatham County Historic Preservation Commission recommend approval to the Chatham County Board of Commissioners for the historic property designation and listing on the Chatham County Register of Historic Places for the Jacob Fox Gould House, located at 1253 Little Neck Road, as requested, because the building is a significant historic resource that meets the criteria for designation as outlined in the Chatham County Historic Preservation Ordinance. Thank you, and I'll be happy to take your questions.
Thank you very much. Do either of the other commissioners have any questions for staff?
I had a couple questions. So is it true that there's only three other structures that are currently historic properties with ordinances?
From what? Well, not.
I know that there's the Pinpoint. There's Pinpoint. Mm-hmm. There's the district, but it's the Ogeechee Mission Baptist Church.
Yeah. Here, we can take
over. Maradona Thunderbolt and the Isle of Hope Missionary Baptist Church.
And excuse me, board members, please always identify yourself before you speak so that the listeners online will know who's speaking. Thank you so much.
My apologies. Ken Odermatt.
Yeah, so this is the historic districts and properties listed here so far.
Gotcha. How does the because I looked at some of the ordinances or the kind of the covenants that kind of go along with being historic property. What's the process for that? And has that been done for this property yet? Or is that done after approval?
So the first step is today's meeting where staff presents the recommendation that we found that it met all of the criteria to be designated. But then this will go to the Board of Commissioners, and at that point, they will ultimately make that decision, and then I believe an ordinance would be enacted for the site.
Okay. So we don't vote on that? That goes to the MPC, or is
that? Right. You're making a recommendation to the commissioners.
Okay. Yeah, that's all I had.
Okay.
No, I love this project. I'm so thrilled about it. I knew nothing about it. I got so excited. I read every single thing. I just think it's wonderful.
All right.
I do have just a couple of questions because a lot of the board members are new. I think it might be a useful refresher. Could you tell me, this is Kurt Norrell for those who are listening online. Sorry about that. Can you sort of refresh our memories as to what is the benefit for the property owner for getting their property designated as a, you know, under this ordinance?
I don't know that there's necessarily like a benefit. They might be eligible for some tax credits, but I think it's more just like the historical significance on the local level.
The other question I had was when the staff is making the recommendation, and there's been a lot of changes to the house in terms of additions. Mm-hmm. What is sort of the level that you look for integrity for the site? Like how much of this can have been, I noticed the chimneys have been replaced and it looked like much of the siding had been replaced at one point. What do you look for as a staff for that?
I think in this case, it was looking at the form, looking at the criteria and just looking at the significance of the site and just that there, the remaining of the Bethel community that's still there today kind of had some origins associated with the place as well. So that was part of it too. We did look at the fact that yes, there have been some alterations, and though this is not visible from a road, it's still the front facade appears much as it would have. And we do believe that should the 1950s, 1990s additions be removed at some point, it would not affect the building.
Okay, so. Thank you. Are there any other questions from the commissioners? Okay, and if not, then because at this point I ask for the petitioner please come forward and state your name for the record.
Yeah, my name is Elizabeth Arndt.
Thank you. Do you have a presentation or anything you wanted to say to the commission? And is that the right thing I'm supposed to ask? Thank you. I've never done this before, so thank you very much.
I did come prepared with some timelines. If anybody has questions about the house or the property. The earliest association with the family was 1801, and it's been continuously owned by different families and ended up with my family, the Arndts. And but in between, a lot of things happened, and I'll be happy to talk about them.
Okay. Thank you. Are there any questions for the petitioner from the commissioners?
No.
I actually have just one or two. I'm curious. Mm-hmm. So has there ever been, to your knowledge, any archaeology done on the property at all?
Not really, but I did have a friend of mine who was an archaeology professor at Armstrong come out. And I showed him some shards that were scattered in the field where they'd been plowing. And I asked him, just give me a ballpark feeling of the age of this, you know, the house and so on. And he said, pretty much without hesitation, he said, it's the second quarter of the 19th century. In other words, between 1825 and 1850. Our housing guru from Williamsburg came down and gave us very similar information about the structure of the house. So it kind of corroborates Dr. Lounsbury's estimate, which was the same, the second half of the second quarter of the 19th century. And there is a census that shows two houses. We know it wasn't the first house because that would have been 1809. But there is a census that shows a second house there in the 1840 census. And the eldest son married in 1837. So we figure that perhaps he got the old house, and the old man who still had six kids and, you know, big household, built this house, the gold house, basically, for, you know, a larger, more comfortable house for his family.
I noticed in the staff recommendation, this may have been more of a question for them, but I'll ask you anyway, that one of the associations for this that give it historic significance was the association with the enslaved community that lived, I think according to the report, at one point up to 30 some people were working on that. Is there any sign of where the residences were for those individuals?
I never really broached the subject, but one day a neighbor came up to me, and it's not seen in any of the family memoirs, and he said, you know, the quarters, that's the way they referred to the slave houses, the quarters were over in what is now Scottsdale Park. So I don't know what the regulations for the park are, but it would be interesting if there was some archaeological work done in the area, probably near where the old Little Neck Road ran, because it ran right through the property. And you can see where it comes into Scottsdale Park. There's still a remnant of the road, and that might be an indication of where the houses were.
Okay, thank you for indulging my questions, my curiosity.
Oh no. I could go on and on, and I'm writing a book. I might really bore you after a while.
Okay, and then if you have nothing else, then thank you very much. Next, are there any members of the public that would like to comment? If so, please state your name. Okay, I don't see any members of the public. If I'm reading this right, the next step is to ask if there's a motion. Am I right? I'm maybe.
Commission discussion.
I'm sorry. Oh, commissioner's discussion.
Or ask questions.
Okay.
Commission discussion.
Amongst just amongst yourselves.
Correct.
Right. If anybody else has any
further comments. Okay. I'm sorry. I'm new to this. Does anybody else on the commission have any further comments or anything they'd like to say about the nomination?
I'd just like to say it's got a great history, and I love all the things I read and about. I knew the Fawcetts and knew her, and so I think it's great that everybody has given it so much love.
Well, it is interesting because one of the early preservations, Georgia Fawcett,
right?
That was her project, was to fix up the old house. And some of the anecdotes that I heard, very interesting. Apparently, when she bought it, the house was used as a goat barn.
Really?
And she said when she first drove up to it, of course it was sold as a distressed sale in 1937 in the Great Depression. But when she first drove up to it, she thought she saw a head stick out the window and assumed it was a child. And when she got a little closer, she found out it was a goat.
Okay.
Oh, by the way, I used to work in a museum and also as a tour guide.
All right. So I think what I was supposed to say was that we'll now enter into commission discussion, and at this time the public debate is closed. No further comments will be accepted, and I'll call on each of the commissioner two times to speak for 2 minutes or less. So, again, if anybody has anything else you'd like to say, I have nothing that I'd like to add. So now we will now entertain a motion. Did I get that right?
Yeah. I'll make the motion that we accept.
I second.
Okay. Is there any discussion on the motion? No.
I don't have any further comment.
Okay. So I guess all in favor of recommending this property, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. I think the ayes have it. I guess we can we call back the the real head of this committee?
You did a good job. You did a good job.
All right. So thank you all for proceeding. And do we have any additional business today?
One thing, since the last time we met, we have gained 2 staff members. So I just wanted to introduce our new director, Jonathan Mellon, and then our new senior preservation planner, Kelly Mitchell. So you'll be seeing them around next time.
Well, great. Maybe to return the invitation or the introduction, maybe we should introduce ourselves. Which I meant to do at the beginning of the meeting, but it got away from me. So if we would, just state your name and your background and your relationship to the
Sure. My name's Ken Odermatt. I'm a Savannah native, born and raised here, work in real estate development. My background is in accounting, but I ended up in real estate and have a passion for historic preservation, have done several projects downtown. So it's something that's near and dear.
Thank you. Go ahead.
So I'm Dr. Kurt Norrell. I'm a professor of history or associate professor of history at Georgia Southern University on the Armstrong campus. And I'm also a maritime archaeologist.
I'm Jane Koslick. I was born and raised here, and I'm a preservationist, especially of old houses. I've done several myself, and it's my passion. So I'm glad to be here. And glad it got.
My name's Dave Russell. I have a doctorate in architectural history, and I'm a professor at Savannah College of Art and Design. And so thank you. Any additional business today?
I have a non-update for you just because last time when we met, we had the commission voted about the view shed definition going forward to the Chatham County Board of Commissioners, and we have not heard any updates about that, but I just wanted to provide that non-update. So as soon as we do, we'll be letting everyone know.
Thank you very much. Well, according to the plan, the next regular meeting is scheduled for July 11th, 2024.
We already do have an application submitted for that for the Southfield Cemetery Historic Site designation, so we will be having that meeting.
Excellent. And just out of curiosity, have any of the other board members that are here today ever visited Chica Arndt's property that was just nominated?
I wanted to go. I'm so in love with this project, mm-hmm. and I'm so happy that it's
Well, you know, one done. Thing that we've done in the past with the Chatham County Historic Preservation Commission is we've had occasional field trips. That the staff has sort of scheduled and arranged. And it might be a nice opportunity, to go out and, meet with Chica and her daughter and to see this really special house.
I would love to.
At some point. So that's just something to think about. And also the cemetery, perhaps. Not to make things burdensome for the board, but I do think this really lends itself to a kind of, real engagement with our mission. Okay.
Yeah, one thing, only just because of the way that the bylaws are written is if there is a quorum together in the group, it still counts as like a public meeting, right? So you go in separate groups.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, we can carpool in separate groups. Yeah, that'd be fine. Okay. All right. Well, is there a motion to adjourn?
I'll make the motion to adjourn.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Thank you very much.
Great.